Earlier this year, we introduced our first ebook titled Make It Personal, 7 Principles for Your Financial Success. We then followed it up with 8 episodes of this podcast, episodes 5 through 12 specifically, as we walked through each of these 7 principles. It was actually this ebook that served as the inspiration for us to start a podcast. There are a lot of places where people seek financial advice or guidance on personal finance. In researching them, there seems to be an opportunity to provide better advice than what is generally available online. As we gained insights and feedback from our first ebook, it became apparent that there was an audience that our first ebook didn't quite reach. That is pre-retirees. I get that pre-retirees can potentially represent anyone who's not currently retired, including our 17-year-old and our 13-year-old. So let's dial this one in a bit. Pre-retirement is that stage of your life when you need to take charge of your financial future so you can feel more confident about retirement. I hesitate to put an age to it, as retirement age can vary widely among individuals. Instead, I'll give you an example. I was speaking to another financial podcast host recently. He's very much a do-it-yourselfer who's developed a great following helping others do it themselves. He's retired and has plenty of opportunity to interact with his listeners, and he acknowledged that things get real at the point where someone needs to begin generating an income from their accumulated retirement assets. You may be someone like me just entering your 50s, laughing while crying when you receive your first piece of mail from AARP. It's very possible that you've done all the right things to this point. You're in your peak earning years. You've managed to save for tomorrow while living for today. Now you need a personalized action plan tailored to your current situation and long-term goals. If that sounds like you, this second ebook is for you. If you want to get it now, head on over to www.makeitpersonalpodcast.com where you can download it as well as our first ebook. While you're there, you can even schedule a no-obligation conversation with one of our advisors so that they can help you develop that personalized plan. For the rest of us, I'd like to introduce you to the 7 plays to help you win the game of the decade. Who am I? My name is Mark Zagurski, and I'm the Director of Strategy and Communications for Mutual of Omaha Advisors, a division of Mutual of Omaha. Mutual of Omaha Advisors can help you develop a retirement savings strategy, choose between different retirement accounts, plan for retirement income and manage withdrawals, navigate employee benefits and estate planning, among many other things. Our advisors provide objective, customized guidance tailored to your financial goals, which leads me back to our 7 plays for your retirement success. Let's run through them quickly. Play number 1, maximizing the 5 years before and the 5 years after retirement. Play number 2, determining how much you need in retirement. Play number 3, the do's and don'ts of retirement taxes. Play number 4, optimizing Social Security retirement benefits. Play number 5, retiring early and pivoting to time freedom. Play number 6, planning for healthcare in retirement. And play number 7, finding a financial coach to help you plan in decades. In our next 8 episodes of this podcast, we'll dive deeper into the playbook as we look at each of the 7. So for now, I want to give you just a little bit more on each. Let's start with play number 1, maximizing the 5 years before and 5 years after retirement. This is the so-called game of the decade, as we believe these are the 10 years that you have to have a plan for so that you can get them right to help you live the retirement lifestyle you desire. 50 or more years ago, the standard retirement plan often followed a simple formula. Work until you're 65, collect your pension, draw on Social Security, and rely on personal savings to fill in the gaps. Back then, life expectancies were shorter, and the financial demands of retirement were more predictable. With longer life expectancies, rising healthcare costs, and the decline of traditional pensions, modern retirement planning has become much more complex. On to play number 2, determining how much you need in retirement. While accumulating assets is critical to your retirement success, having a plan to generate income in retirement is the name of the game. In retirement, every day is essentially a Saturday. Don't think of retirement as a simple accumulation goal for only paying your bills or expenses. Instead, think of what you're going to need to enjoy each day of your life. Most retirees rely on 3 primary sources of income to fund their golden years: Social Security, retirement accounts, and personal savings. Together, these sources form the foundation of your retirement income, but how they interact with your lifestyle and expenses requires careful consideration. Play number three, the do's and don'ts of retirement taxes. Taxes are some of the biggest expenses in retirement. Contrary to common belief, they can remain a considerable expense in pre-tax retirement accounts, such as 401ks, IRAs, leading to high tax liabilities. Asset location is paramount in developing a plan to minimize your taxes during retirement. When considering taxable accounts, tax-deferred accounts, and tax-free accounts, it's important to keep your strategy versatile and flexible. A diversified portfolio can keep your retirement income steady while allowing you to easily handle the payments to the IRS. Play number four, optimizing Social Security retirement benefits. As you prepare for your future retirement, you need to decide whether you should include Social Security benefits in your planning and budgeting. That is, assuming you can even claim Social Security. To be eligible, you need to be 62 or older, and you need to have worked and paid Social Security taxes for 10 years or more. So what is the best age to start receiving Social Security retirement benefits? First, anyone who suggests that there's a universal best age is categorically wrong. There is no best age for everyone. Ultimately, it is your choice, and you should make an informed decision about when. Play number five, retire early and pivot to time freedom. You've got a sense of your ideal retirement age, and you may have some plans in mind based on that. But what if you were forced to retire sooner than you expected? Nearly 6 in 10 retirees stop working before they plan to. Reasons for this early retirement can include health issues, losing a job, or organizational changes within their company. These are some of the adverse reasons that may lead to an earlier than expected retirement. But what if you chose to retire early? Some people don't want to wait until their 60s or 70s to retire, and that's okay. Play number six, planning for healthcare in retirement. Growing older often comes with a few health hiccups. Healthcare options in retirements, from Medicare to long-term care insurance, required forward thinking. Defensive strategies to guard against high costs that could quickly erode your retirement savings. If you plan for different scenarios and make sure that you have enough resources available for the road ahead, you should be able to tackle whatever life sends your way. And play number seven, find a financial coach to help you plan in decades. A financial advisor helps retirees navigate the complexities of retirement planning, ensuring they stay on course to achieve their long-term goals while still enjoying the joys of the present. While drawing up a few simple plays and trying to execute them alone is possible, a skilled financial coach brings a much deeper level of insight, experience, and planning. A financial coach builds a strategy that covers multiple decades and changing lifestyle changes. This approach provides a structured yet flexible roadmap, allowing retirees to confidently adjust as their financial landscapes evolve over time. There's a saying that goes, plan in decades, think in years, work in months, live in days. Regardless of where you are at in this journey, it's important for you to remember this. When it comes to retirement, it doesn't matter where you started. All that matters is where you finish. The good news is that planning for retirement is something that is solvable with the help of an advisor. There are a lot of places where people seek financial advice or guidance on personal finance. The thing about personal finance is, well, it's personal. If you want your plan to be personal, it has to be tailored to you. It's never too late to create a plan to give you the financial security and the freedom you deserve. Take control of your future and schedule a no-obligation consultation with one of our advisors today. Go to www.makeitpersonalpodcast.com to learn more or to get connected with one of our advisors. Again, you can also download either of our ebooks and subscribe to our monthly newsletter. Also, please like and subscribe to the podcast. Which of the seven plays is the biggest concern for you in retirement planning? If you're watching or listening on a platform where you can comment, please do so, as I'm curious for your thoughts. At Mutual of Omaha Advisors, we understand personal finance is personal, and financial well-being is essential to achieving your life's goals. Our vision is for every customer to be able to imagine, plan, and secure their financial future. Make it personal. It's your money, it's your plan, it's your future.
This podcast is for educational purposes only and may include references to concepts that have legal and/or tax implications. Mutual of Omaha Investor Services, Inc. does not provide tax or legal advice. Please consult with the appropriate professional regarding your personal situation prior to making any financial decisions. Strategies discussed may not be suitable for everyone. Securities and advisory services offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Mutual of Omaha Advisors is a division of Mutual of Omaha Insurance Company.